Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. How long will your retirement last? For some retirees, it's lasting 2, 3, even 4 decades. Are you ready for that? Truly ready? Hi, I'm Lou Anne Fulmer, and welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Well, let's first of all start off with a lesson that we can learn from, a financial fail. Tell us about it.
Well, right now it's probably about not selling that company's stock. And it's always a tough one because, you know, if you're at some of these high flying, you know, Apple, Google, a lot of these, you know, stocks that have been shooting up forever and ever, Nvidia, you know, I've got a lot of different clients at all these different companies, and it's really, really hard for them to sell that stock off. And, you know, after this drop at the end of 2018, you know, that can be, you know, a lot of money gone really fast. And I've had more than one client that lost multiple millions in terms of their stock value. You know, why is that? Well, because it had shot up a bunch and they still didn't want to sell, still didn't want to sell. Then you look, okay, now what happened? Now it may come back up. But, you know, that's one of the things that you have to do is anytime you buy any stock, even if it's a great stock at a company that's been doing really well, things always change. So, you know, you always have to have three answers that you have to answer. One is, why am I buying, you know, that particular stock or that particular investment? You know, what exactly is it? Probably should be actually the first one. And then why that specific one? And then lastly, how am I going to get out of it, right? So not just in the good times, but also in the bad times. So, you know, most people are saying, oh yeah, I have no problem selling my stock once it doubles in value or something. But what if it drops down by 20%, 30%, 40%? You know, when do you get out? So, you know, and that's the hard part, is because then human nature kicks in and we kind of ignore it or we try not to act like it's happening. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, it's down so far. Now I guess I'll finally sell now and, you know, get almost nothing out of it. Well, that's obviously not the great way to go either. So having some sort of rules. You know, if you're in the investment world, we really call that investment policy statement, having some sort of actual written thing saying, if it goes up this much, I'll sell. Or if it goes down this much, I'm going to sell and get out. And, you know, when it goes up, you don't have to sell all of it either. I mean, you could be just selling off chunks of it. I mean, one of the newer people I'm working with, I mean, he was at least, you know, smart enough last year to sell off a bunch of his Apple. And, you know, he was kind of jokingly saying that it didn't help anything because his stock shot up more than he sold. So he still had the same amount. Well, now the market fixed that issue because now he's got a lot less than he did then. So, you know, so it was good in hindsight that he did sell off some of that, you know, those higher numbers. So, you know, that's one of the things you want to be really paying attention to is, you know, having a plan anytime you're investing in anything.
Have a plan. And actually today we're going to be talking about three stages in retirement and how you really have to have a plan for each stage, because a lot of us could have that 30-year retirement. It is a possibility. The fastest growing population percentage-wise are centenarians. That's people turning 100 years old. So Eric, how do you help clients envision their years in retirement? Where do you start with them?
Well, you know, one of the things is you have to really kind of look at it, and like you're saying, it could be very likely 30 years, could be 40, which is crazy, right? Because you probably worked 40 years, maybe, or maybe not even quite that, you know. So the really big part is, first of all, it's you get those go-go years. You know, this is the time when you're doing all that bucket list stuff, right? So this is all the fun stuff that you've been planning on doing, and you know, you may have been wanting to do Machu Picchu or an African safari, all those types of stuff, you know, doing those road trips. You know, then you have the slow go years, which are ones where you're going to be maybe taking a cruise instead of doing a hike or, you know, other things like that. And then you have kind of the won't go years. It's not that you can't go, but you probably just won't go very far. You won't go out and do much. And so really, if you start thinking about that way, you know, what happens is you're going to really spend a lot more money early on. I mean, I really hate those things that say you need 70% of your pre-tax income from, you know, before you worked and all the silly stuff. It's like, no, if you got 7 days to play and have fun, you're going to need a lot more money early on. And then, you know, you'll slow down. So, you know, really that's what you want to do, is start looking at how that money's laid out and how your timing's going to flow. And, you know, really looking at those different segments of time. They may or may not necessarily be a decade. Hopefully the go-go years are more like 15 years. But if you look at them in decades, it's probably fairly close to accurate.
All right. So, Eric, tell us what you're seeing in the go-go years, because those sound like a lot of fun years for people in retirement.
Yeah. These are the ones where, you know, you should hopefully be in pretty good health and you got higher energy levels. So this is the stuff where you're doing all that, like I said, that expensive things, like those trips that you always wanted to do. I just had a client leave for New Zealand for 2 months and, the fun stuff, right? And then, this stage can be kind of dangerous in the sense that, if you end up having a little too much fun and spending too much, then you may end up having the next two stages not be so great. So you do have to be kind of careful on your spending level, because I find most people in those first 5 to 10 years, they can spend 100 to 150% of what they used to make. A lot more than you used to spend, because you got all this time to do it and you're doing more expensive stuff. And so it may not seem like much because they're spending, X dollars per month, but then all of a sudden they throw in a $20,000 vacation here and there and boom, all of a sudden you're spending way more. So, that's where coming into a plan and really helps out. And, at Heckman Financial, what we do here is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. This blueprint is just a short document that's customized to the everybody we meet with. And really what we do is first and foremost, go over that income plan. And how is that money going to spend for the rest of your life? Is it going to last you for the rest of your life? What types of investments should you have to get that income? Then what types of tax ramifications are there along the way? Healthcare issues and legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we do for you and your family. No cost, no obligation. All you do is come in for a first visit and we kind of find out what your worries are. Second one, we go over the strategies, show you the blueprint, and then it's up to you if you want to decide to work with us or not. So again, there's no cost, no obligation. Just give us a call, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
So, Eric, tell us where we're going to get these sources of income. What should we be relying on in this first stage of retirement?
Yeah, well, I always divide people's money up in three types. So the 401ks of the world force us into all stocks and bonds. And those are not great income sources. I mean, you can get dividends and a little bit of money from bonds. But typically, if you look at most people's portfolio, it's about 1.5% to 2.5%. That's not enough to live on in terms of, cash flow. So the second part would be having some foundational assets, stuff that can't go away. So if it's a 2018 year end where things are not looking so great and things are down, if you have some stuff that's guaranteed and can't go away, then you can go get those assets that time. When the market's up, you take it from the market side. And so you have a lot more options. And then also the third one is if you have some steady income money. This is stuff that's not in the stock market that's paying typically about 5 to 7% on a monthly basis, ideally. So it's giving you some cash flow. So if you think about it, you should have Social Security, you should have some of this cash flow coming in. And then if you have, you could also have some guaranteed lifetime income in there on the foundational side if you want. And then also then your market money is kind of more the inflation hedge. It's kind of building more for those big trips. And so that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We actually sit down, we do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we do that income plan, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, all rolled into one. It's only about a 15 to 20 page document customized to you. And there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is sit down and have one visit with us. We go over what you're worried about. Second visit, we show you that blueprint, and that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call. Leave us a message at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
When we come back, we'll talk about the second stage of retirement, the slow-go years. It's information you won't want to miss. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number
0E89971. Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today we're talking about how long your retirement could last. We're talking 20, 30, maybe even 40 years. And that's all a good thing, but you do need to fund that retirement, especially if it's going to be 40 years. You have to have sources of guaranteed income, like Social Security, maybe a pension if you're lucky, some products that can be used. So we're kind of breaking retirement today. We're breaking it down into three stages. So we're ready to transition into the ages between 75 to about 85, Eric, the slow go years. And I know taxes are so important, really, at any stage, but they're also so impossible to predict. So how do you help your retirees plan for taxes in retirement?
Yeah, well, taxes, of course, are always a factor in retirement. And the part that most people don't get is how complicated taxes are once you retire. And every time I point this out to people, they're just like, what? What are you talking about? And the reason why is when you get a W-2, you get your tax return, right? You put the info in and you send off and figure out how much you owe, right? So there's not much to doing to anything like that. But when you're retired, you've got different buckets of money. You know, you've got your, obviously, your 401k IRA type money. It's all pre-tax. That's all taxable coming out. You might be lucky enough to have some Roth money and some tax-free money. Maybe you just did some regular investments or just regular savings accounts. That's what we usually call non-qualified money. And all of these have different tax sources, different tax ramifications. And so you get to pick and choose how much you want to take from each one of these buckets so you can actually create your own tax level each year to year. And so it's a lot more complicated because if you're actually choosing how to get taxed, if you're planning. A lot of times people don't plan and they just withdraw money and then they find out how much they got taxed and they're like, what? So if you're doing a real plan, then what you have to be doing is really looking at, okay, how are these taxes? You know, which should I pay now? What should I do later? And a lot of times people pick the wrong amounts and take the wrong monies for the wrong dollars and they don't realize it.
So ideally, what you said, Eric, was that we really need to have more than one type of an account in our retirement portfolio, right?
Yeah. I mean, ideally, you want to have some taxable money, tax-free money, Social Security, of course, income coming in. You know, you might have a pension, which if you're lucky enough, that's great. It does hurt you tax-wise, but it's a good income, so who cares? And so what you really want to do is look at, okay, how should I take all these? Because I'm going to mix all these things together. And I think probably the biggest problem that people don't realize is there's kind of three time frames depending on when you retire. So if you retire before your full retirement age, which for most people is 66 or 67 today. Yeah, so say you retire at 60 or 62, but you don't turn on Social Security until you're 66. Well, that's one phase of time. And that's going to be when you have the least amount of forced income because you can pick how you get your income. Once you turn on Social Security, then you got the Social Security phase of income. And so you're always going to have a baseline amount of income just that Social Security is going to be generating. And then once you hit 71, you're at 70s, there's no reason not to turn on Social Security past 70. So you'll definitely have Social Security on. And then once you hit 70 and a half, you have to be taking money out of your IRAs and 401ks and all that stuff that you said, don't tax me now, tax me later. And so that's kind of the third phase, and that's the highest tax phase. And I've met with clients recently where they're both working right now, and they are going to be in about a 10% higher tax bracket when they're 71 than they are when they're working when they're 60. You know, the whole on the retire in a lower bracket, no, it doesn't really work very well because of a lot of the deductions have gone away. A lot of your write-offs have gone away. And of course, once you're retired, you're not funding a retirement plan. You know, you're not putting money in a lot of these things that were giving you tax savings. So you can have a lot less income, but have the same taxable income. And so that's really why you want to pay attention to the taxable income, not just your overall income or just a gross income, because it's really, you know, how much you're going to be paying tax on. And, you know, and so that's why here at Heckman Financial, when we sit down with somebody, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want you to worry less about your taxes and financial plan and more about having fun and going, taking those trips. And what we'll do is we'll create that income plan. First and foremost, make sure your money's going to last. Look at the investments that you have to generate that income. Look at the taxes, not just today, but the taxes over your lifetime, and see, okay, how can we lower taxes permanently? And then look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth, and something we can create for you. No cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call. We'll set up a time to visit, and then we can just go over this, see what you're worried about, show you the plan, and that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
So, Eric, it sounds like the retirement income strategy, you know, how much you withdraw from each account, isn't really set in stone for everyone. Is that right?
Yeah, with the exception, of course, once you hit 70 and a half, you have to be taking money out of your required minimum distribution. But before that, you can be picking. And so one smart thing to do, especially if you're retiring earlier, say at 60, and you don't have all these other income sources, most accountants, CPAs will say, oh, don't touch your money until you're 70 and a half. Let all that keep growing tax deferred. That's just dumb advice, really bad advice. Because guess what? If you have all that compounding money, compounding taxes, you're going to be in a high compounded tax bracket. And that's not where you want to be. You want to actually pay less in taxes. So taking a little bit out of there, even if you don't need it, makes sense. Or what we oftentimes do is did this for a client last year where last 2 weeks of the year, we quickly ran through his income and he had a bunch of money in savings that he's been living off of. So we just did some Roth conversions. And, you know, just converted a little bit to Roth, and yeah, he'll pay the tax on it, but he was in such a low bracket, it's probably not even going to be taxable. And that makes his required minimum distribution now a tiny bit less. You know, you do get to pick and choose where you're taking that money out, so it's not set in stone, but you do also want to be paying attention of when should you be taking which dollars, because it is really critical, and you may lose a lot of tax savings if you don't plan it right.
Okay, so we're in the slow-go years, and what are some of the issues that you focus on when it comes to planning for this second stage of retirement, the slow-go years?
Well, obviously, this is a time frame when, as you're talking about energy, also health tends to decline too. So, you know, you do have to watch out for healthcare costs, and, you know, how are you going to be paying for those? Do you have a Medicare supplement? Do you have long-term care, which is really tough insurance to even get, and it's questionable if it's worth it. So lots of times that's when we're talking about, well, hopefully we've addressed a lot of it ahead of time, but, you know, having some alternatives to long-term care and having some ways to make sure you can pay for some of these things. But really just being, you know, planning for all that, the money that you're going to need and what types of money you're going to need. You're going to still need some income and you're going to still need some fun money, but, you know, you also might have to be dealing with some other issues. So it is a tougher and kind of more transitional time frame for a lot of people. And, you know, and then also during this time, usually one of the big discussions is, yeah, required minimum distributions. How much are you having to take out? Now, sometimes we've got some clients where, I mean, they're just getting clobbered by taxes because they did a great job saving and now they don't need it all, but the government's saying you got to take it out. And so I've got one client who's paying double Medicare premiums because most people don't realize your Medicare Part B and Part D can be doubled, tripled, or quadrupled depending on your income and retirement. And so he was lucky enough to have a pension because he's a teacher, and now he's in this really high tax bracket because of his IRA money is causing him to withdraw more money, and now it's doubling his Medicare premiums.
So, all right, let's talk about Medicare for a little bit. Most of us are going to become eligible at 65 for Medicare, and we know it covers a lot of things like doctor's appointments and some hospital stays, but it does not cover things like dental visits, hearing aids, and long-term care, right?
Correct, yeah. And just for the out-of-pocket stuff, I mean, just the copays, all this other things, most studies are showing around $250,000 to $300,000 is how much an average couple will spend from 65 on, not counting long-term care, just talking about the normal costs of stuff. And so that's something you have to be, you know, obviously having in your budget is probably a lot more medical than you're used to spending right now. And figuring out how am I going to do that and where's that money going to come from? And, you know, again, just planning it in there is probably the most critical factor. And, you know, so, I mean, that's the tough part is there's a lot to be looking at when you're talking about retirement. It's not just one thing, you know, it's all these things, taxes, healthcare, income, you know, all these things together. And so, you know, that's how we came up with the blueprint to worry less wealth is have people worry less about their healthcare situation, less about all this risk stuff and stuff in the market and have more fun, have more enjoyment. And so again, 800-454-1184. Leave us a message for a no-cost visit, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Eric about creating that bucket list for when we retire, so you won't want to miss it. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, and this is Wealth Creator Radio. Today we've been talking about the three stages of retirement. And if you're just joining us, stage one in retirement are the very active years, the go-go years. While in stage two, things will likely slow down, so we call them the slow-go years. But stages one and two will no doubt be filled with exciting adventures. I know I'm looking forward to that someday, Eric. Let's talk about the bucket list. I bet you have so much fun when you work with your retirees. Do you talk to them about bucket list items? Do you help them come up with ideas?
Well, I don't really have them come up with ideas, but I do hear all the stuff that they want to do. And so that's always the fun part. And I mean, for my own father, he wanted to take his RV and go to every single state that touches the Atlantic. So there's 18.
Oh my.
And so
across the country.
Yep. And so he went literally from California all the way, you know, through Galveston and all that stuff down to Key West up to, you know, all the way up to Maine and stuff. And all that, pretty much back then, I think he was getting, he was pretty much doing $4 a gallon gas when the time frame he went. So it was not the greatest time frame to be doing that, especially with an RVs that get 7 or 8 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I mean, that's kind of a neat, you know, interesting one. Then I've got a lot more people that want to do just, you know, touring around the country. There's a lot of course, big trips. I mean, the biggest ones I think are, they almost always have somebody going to Machu Picchu every year. I have usually several clients nowadays going to the river cruises in Europe. They all love those. African safaris have gotten to be pretty big too. I have one client that I don't know what you call this, but it's beyond glamping. He did a safari that they flew a cargo container ship that had a full working bathroom, you know, hot water, everything. They flew it from site to site, so that way, you know, you'd have, you know, just normal bathrooms, and he had a 4-poster bed and his tent, you know, and dresser drawers. I don't know if you can call that a tent at that point anymore. So it depends on kind of levels. Yeah, so there's a lot of fun stuff. You know, I've got a client who's in his mid-80s, and actually he just left for New Zealand, and he was telling me basically he's going to tour around for a week or two, and then after that he's just renting a camper, and he's got no real plans. He's just going to drive around for about a month or two.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
So there's some fun ways you can get around and just go for it, right?
Well, as we've been talking today, we're all living out retirements that can last 20, 30, sometimes even 40 years. That is a long retirement. It's not like it was when our parents and our grandparents retired. I think probably back then an average retirement was about, what, 12 years, Eric? Something like that?
Probably for most people, yeah. I mean, Social Security age was picked because that was pretty much life expectancy. So that was just to cover people who live too long. You know, obviously that's nowhere near anything now. I mean, life insurance tables go to 120. So the nice part is that means middle age is 60.
Right.
So
yeah, that's right. So, hey, that makes it good. I'm gonna turn middle age my next birthday.
There you go. And so yeah, the longevity is getting to be a bigger and bigger issue, and it's kind of a scary one because for some reason it's one of these weird things that people do mentally, but. I'll talk to somebody and say, how long do you think you'll be around or something? Or they'll sometimes just volunteer to say, I'm probably going to live to, I'm 85. And then I ask about some of their family members and they're in their 90s or something. And, you just kind of go, well, why does everybody always pick think they're going to die sooner than all their relatives that actually lived at a time when there was less health advances than today? And so that's one thing, I mean, that you have to really watch out for, because like the funniest one I had, and I mean, it's such a cool story, is I had a client get this weird letter, and I actually had not seen the letter, and I had to look up, she had some regular money, not IRA money, and a tax-deferred annuity, and it's done really well. It's actually, it's guaranteed, you can't lose money, and the interest rates average has really been very, very good, but she doesn't really need the money. But they were saying she has to start taking money out. And then I realized she hit the maximum age on the policy, which that one was a little weird. Most of them were 95 at the time, and that one was 92. So we had to apply for an extension, and then they gave her this weird date, and I realized what that date was. It's her 100th birthday.
My goodness.
So she got an 8-year extension before she has to start taking money out, and then after that, she'll have to start taking money out and paying taxes on this money. So she's got a little bit of time, but funny part is, you hear people talk about, I get all this inheritance from my parents and all this stuff. Well, what if you get that inheritance when you're in your 70s and 80s because your parents were 100 when they died? That might be a little tough to try to retire on. And guess what? If they're going to live that long, there ain't going to be as much inheritance to get anymore either. So, so that's one of the tough things is, is how do you guarantee this money? How do you make sure you have enough to last? And, I think that's one of the critical things. And so when we're sitting down with people, what we do is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. It's a short 15, 20 page document that kind of goes over everything that you really need. First and foremost, how do we take that worry out of retirement and have you worry about having fun stuff instead of your finances? And so first we create that income plan. How is that money going to last? Is it going to last the rest of your life? If not, when's it going to run out? Because we need to know that now. And then look at the investments. How are we investing money to get that income? What's the tax ramifications along the way? How do we avoid some of those if we can? And how do we lower the taxes for the rest of your lifetime? Then really look at the healthcare issues, legacy issues. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we can create for you and your family. No cost, no obligation. All you got to do is give us a call. We'll set up a time and really just have a quick visit, find out what you're worried about, what the concerns are. And then the next meeting, we show you that blueprint. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. Again, no cost, no obligation. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
So again, why don't you tell us how we can make our money last as long as we do?
Well, one of the best tools out there is really using some sort of an annuity. And a lot of times people say, annuities, aren't those things awful and bad? Guess what? Social Security is an annuity. A pension's an annuity. So annuity just means some sort of annual income for life. Now, the ones we're talking about typically are initially deferred annuities, ones that you put money in there, let it grow for a while, and then at some point you turn on an income stream. And that income stream then lasts for the rest of your lifetime. Now, the old school annuities are the ones where you give an insurance company $100,000, they give you, say $600-$700 a month for the rest of your life, $800, whatever it is. And that money's all gone. So if you died the next day, they win. If you die after 20 years, you win. So it's kind of just a whole gamble. Most people don't like those. Most people don't like those. Are called immediate annuities. Really what we're talking about is the deferred kind. So these are ones where your money's still there. You're just doing some sort of withdrawal for the rest of your life. Now, there's a lot of them that have some sort of guarantee. Now, you have to watch out for which type. The variable annuities have a lot of fees. They're tied into, they're still in the stock market. So, of course, you get the risk of the stock market. They usually put some sort of protection or income guarantee on that. But the total cost is typically about 3 to 4% a year, which is a lot of money. So, you know, on $100,000, that's, $3,500, $4,000 a year. That's not going to be a great investment just because of, with those high costs, how can it, grow very fast, right? So, with the index kind, the fixed index kind, those are the ones that typically have been earning the most, and they typically have the highest guarantees. And so what they'll do is they'll have some sort of provision that says maybe after 5 years, you can take X dollars for the rest of your life, and it's just going to keep paying out. And so that's one of the great tools that you can do is have some sort of income that you cannot mess up, that can't stop, that has to keep going. And again, that's all part of that income plan. So if you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you can worry less about your money and more about having fun, first and foremost, we're going to create that income plan. We're going to figure out how much income do you need for the rest of your life. Then the investment plans. How are we going to get that income for the rest of your life? Look at the taxes, healthcare, legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. All you have to do is give us a call. We'll get together, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. And Eric gives you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. He's a well-known speaker and he's an author too. And he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. So we're talking about the three stages of retirement. We have the go-go years, your slow-go years, and then the stage that comes next, and that is the won't-go years. Really probably the most important plan that you have to figure out. So Eric, how do you stress to clients that they should have strategies in place to help ensure that they are covered for this last stage of retirement?
Yeah, well, this is the stage that really none of us really want to talk about, right?
Yeah.
So it's a little tougher, and usually it's when your health's not so great. You may or may not be widowed by this point, and you really have to figure out, how are you going to get the quality of life you want? What are you going to be doing? And more importantly, really, who's around to help you? I mean, I've got one client here that their kids are down in Southern California. They're going down to visit them. And then they're, I don't know if she calls her an aunt or something, but just somebody who she's cared for a lot. She's in a home right now, and they had to come back up to help her and do all this stuff for her. And it's very nice of them to do it. They're not related technically, but it's nice if you can have a friend like that. But if you don't, who's going to be there to help you? Who's going to be there to help take care of you? You want to really make sure you have all the financial and legal stuff set up right. You want to have a power of attorney. You want to have, trust set up ideally. Who's going to be making decisions for you? There's just a lot of things to be thinking about. And so it's one of those ones where if you've done well and you've done planning way ahead of time, it all works out. But if you haven't, it can be very ugly and
kind of sticky and, you know, not so fun. So, you know, this is one of those ones where you don't want to ignore it. You do want to do some planning and, you know, make sure that you have somehow some plan for that cost to be taken care of. And, you know, probably one of the best tools I like is, you know, most people want to stay home. They don't want to go to some, you know, some care facility or something. And one of the best tools is there's actually a life insurance tool that that can be used instead of long-term care. It's basically one that's designed just for long-term care. It doesn't really give you much death benefit, but it gives you a ton of long-term care benefit. And the reason I like that one is you can just pay for it once, you're done. There's no ongoing payments, and the insurance company can't mess with you, and they can't raise your rates or change the coverage, which they can really do with most other plans out there today. So there are some options in terms of financial, but really it's more about planning and making sure you have your wishes known and that you have somebody there for you and, you know, at least have some options there. And that's probably the most critical part.
Eric, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, my goodness, the longer somebody lives, we have to deal with inflation. So that's still going to be sort of bothersome in their retirement plan, isn't it? How do you help someone deal with that in this latter stage of life, the won't go years?
Yeah, well, over 20 years, usually you lose anywhere from a third to half of your spending power. So that can be a pretty big hit. And so if you retired on a fixed amount of dollars, you know, you're not able to spend much now. So you do need to have something along the way that's increasing. You know, you have Social Security that gives you a little bit of an increase, but not much. I mean, the government's always playing with it, manipulating it. And so really you want to have something on your own. Ideally, if you have like one of those guaranteed type of annuities, it's giving you some extra floor of income. So if you got an extra guaranteed $1,000, $2,000 a month coming in, that's really helpful. If you have some of these steady income tools that we use, lots of times those are tied to real estate investments and other things. You know, those, as inflation goes up, tend to be worth more. So they're able to pay out more and kind of keep up with that inflation. But, you know, that is one of those critical things because, you know, just think 20 years ago, what were you making then compared to today? And would you want to be able to live on that money that you used to make 20 years ago? And probably the answer is no. So it's going to be the same thing in retirement, but even worse.
Speaking of insurance, it's very, very important that you have your beneficiaries right on the accounts, right?
Yeah. So you want to make sure everything's set up correctly. You know, how are you leaving money behind? You know, I mean, there's a lot of different tools there that you can use. Obviously you just want to make sure the right people are getting those monies. Over time, especially over 20, 30 years, maybe some of those beneficiaries aren't alive anymore. Yeah, so you might need to be making changes there too. You know, lots of times too, there's other tools that you can use. You know, like lots of times, you know, if you're trying to give away more money and leave more of a legacy, you know, that's where you could have been funding life insurance in your earlier years in 50s and 60s. Pretty tough to, you know, be funding something like that in your 80s. You know, ain't going to happen, right? So, you know, that's one of the things that I run into a lot of times is people say, oh, when should I get rid of this term insurance? Or, you know, I just recently had somebody who was trying to really leave a legacy for their family, but they're using term insurance that expires, or not expires, but jumps up every 5 years. And it's getting to be an insane premium. I'm just like, this is not the right tool. You have to have something permanent if you really want to try to leave that behind. So, you know, life insurance gets to be a tough decision too, because of the fact that at some point you're not going to pay for life insurance anymore unless you had somewhere you actually paid for it and, you know, own it. So if it's the permanent kind, you might be able to, but if it's the term kind, there will be an age where you will get rid of it, and you probably won't have it in those, you know, those won't go years. So again, all this really requires planning. I mean, it always comes down to that. I know it's annoying. It's not the answer you want, right? Can't I just push a button and have it all done? It's not like Amazon where it just comes tomorrow if I push the button. You know, what you have to do is sit down and what we do here at Heckman Financial is we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we can have people worry less about their retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. And so first we create that income plan, make sure you have that money set up the right way. Look at the investments that are generating that income. Look at the tax ramifications all along the way. Obviously look at healthcare, legacy planning, all those issues. And what we do is we sit down, we show you this 15-20 page customized document after our first visit. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call. Leave us a message at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can even book your meeting online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, let's get into legacy planning. What do you address when you look at legacy planning?
Well, the hard part for, if somebody's taken the time and done the things they need to do, which is create, get that living trust set up, you know, get all those legal documents, almost no attorney does anything at all in terms of actually doing all the paperwork. So most of them will change your house title into the name of your trust, and that's it. So now your IRAs, all your, you know, bank accounts, your investment accounts, but sometimes they do it wrong. I mean, the worst case I just saw is I had a client that actually went to somebody who helps people supposedly sleep well. He's got a radio show. He's mostly an attorney. And what they did is they put the first beneficiary is the trust and the second beneficiary is their children. A trust doesn't die, so there was no point having the second beneficiary.
Right.
And the worst part is this was an IRA, which was supposed to go to the husband. And so, and they're the ones who opened the account, you know, the legal office. So it was kind of crazy. So yeah, what you want to do is typically for IRA assets, there's a lot of tax benefits. If you're going to name a beneficiary, those ones usually you want the actual people. So your, you know, your spouse, then your children, if they're grown. Now, if they're under 18, you might want to have a trust in something else because you need somebody to run the money for them. But usually once they're grown, you usually want them to be, you know, tax-wise, you want them to be the direct beneficiaries. Now, for your other assets, no, they need to be in that trust. And lots of times people have the trust, and the trust is like a funnel. But if nothing's going in the funnel, nothing goes through it. And so it's a useless document unless you actually have stuff in it. And so probably the biggest one that people screw up on is the employee stock purchase plan. Those can be in trusts. Lots of companies around here use E-Trade. E-Trade has no problem putting it in a trust, but they don't, typically won't let you put it in a joint account, which is funny, but the trust is a joint account. So they'll let you put it in there, but you know, they won't let you put it in joints. So really what you want to do is put that, make sure you get that in the right name and have all these assets in the right spots. I mean, my own aunt, when my uncle died, they'd both worked for GE. After he passed away, they were going through his desk drawers and they found over $100,000 of GE stock certificates, you know, the old paper kind, sitting in a file folder. And they weren't in their family trust. They weren't, you know, most of them actually had his brother, his co-owner, who died 10 years earlier. And so it took us about 10 months of legal proceedings to get that all in her name, just so she could turn around and sell it. And luckily she sold it when she did, because GE was going down then and got even worse. So, you know, that's the hard part, is if you don't have these little things, I mean, they've been married for over 25 years, you know, so again, it all comes down to planning, you know. So you got to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, so you worry less about your retirement, more about having fun and enjoying life. We want to create that income plan, that investment plan, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, all wrapped into one, all customized to you. No cost, no obligation. All you do is set a first meeting with us. We go over what's going on in your situation. Then the next meeting, we actually show you this plan. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, just give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 26th year at Heckman Financial, helping people retire every single day. And today, we have been talking about the three various stages of retirement, the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the won't-go years. But before we wrap up our show, Eric, it's time for another one of your retirement success stories. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, one of mine's I don't know if it's fully retirement. it's a client of mine who sold out from down here, wanted to move up to the Reno area. And kind of the fun part about Facebook, I guess, is seeing my clients and what they're posting when they're on trips or other stuff. And of course, for her and her new home there, she's experiencing her first taste of what a real winter is, since in the Bay Area, we don't really have those tough, tough winters and don't have snow on our front lawn or anything like that. Or she posted something one day where she, plowed everything out. And then by that evening, it was all back again. She's kind of wondering why she bothered. But she's actually still working part time. She actually went off, got another job because she kind of wanted to keep going. But now she's living the kind of more of the lifestyle she wants to do. So now she's working because she wants to, not because she's got to, which I think is probably almost the number one definition for most people for retirement today is not having to work, but wanting to work at something you want to be doing versus something you got to be doing. And so that's the nice thing. She's in the spot she wants to be. She's now free from California taxes, which is helpful. She's definitely a little cooler right now than she was before. And, probably be a lot hotter this summer. But yeah, she's in the spot she wants to be and, doing the things she wants to do. And so, I think that's kind of more and more going to be the definition of retirement, where people don't, they may move to the retirement location, but they may not stop working. They may be still doing stuff, maybe still, working for a fun job and, just still doing things, still keeping active, but just not the traditional thing that we've always thought about is, I don't think anybody today wants to retire and sit on the rocking chair on the front porch anymore. Right. And,
whittling.
I don't know. Whittling. Yeah. People used to actually
they
do that. I don't know. I don't know if they really did or we just always had that picture in our head.
Maybe so.
Yeah. I haven't whittled since I was in Boy Scouts. I don't think so.
It's been a long time for me. I was probably Girl Scouts, Eric.
Yeah. Plus you end up cutting your fingers.
Right.
So it's not so good.
No.
But yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be more about having fun, just enjoying things and doing what you want to do. That's the nice thing is, I mean, for her, we'd already had the plan. We already had the plan for income. We're just not turning it all in. I mean, she's getting some income now, but we're not using it and we can turn it on anytime. So it's kind of like a faucet. It's flowing, but right now it's filling up the tub of her money. And then whenever we can start draining some out to use. So, that's the nice part about having a plan because you can do this. If you didn't know you could do this, then it's really scary, right? So if all of a sudden you move and, you're getting a job that's maybe not as much income and, now how did that screw me up for retirement? If you're doing all that stuff without having that plan in place, it can be tough. And, so that's really why I spent the time to create this blueprint to worry less wealth, because my mom used to always say, now, how are we going to retire? How am I going to live on this stuff? And she was, I always called her our chief worrying officer. And so that's really what I want to give people is the ability not to have to worry so much in retirement. So that's why we create that income plan, that investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. There's no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is give us a call, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can go online and even book online now at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. station. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.